Good evening.
Good evening. I am Lana Miller, the undergraduate campus pastor.
And I'm Brian Martin Burkholder, university campus pastor, and we are delighted to see you here this evening. It's with great joy that we gather together this evening after a very full day of travel for many, registration, moving in, dodging raindrops, meeting in smaller groups, sharing in community, the community meal, and now assembling for the matriculation ceremony. What a joy it is to look out over all of you, new students, transfer students, and first-year students, family, friends, faculty, and staff gathered in this space for the first time. We welcome each one of you, and as an expression of emerging community, let's welcome one another with applause.
As campus pastors, we hold you before the light of Christ and in the love of God. In prayer, let's invite God's presence to be with us at this time. Gracious God, for new students, their parents, and their families, for the bond of love and faith between them, we give you thanks. For the anxiety and excitement and energy of this day, and for the trust and courage it takes to let go, that you might truly guide our lives, we are mindful. For this new beginning, for friendships, old and new, and with hopefulness for the future, we seek your guidance. For Jesus Christ, the gifts of your Spirit, and the fellowship in this community of faith, we are grateful. Be with us this day, and in the weeks to come, we ask and pray. Amen.
As we embark upon this individual and shared journey of creating a living learning community here at EMU, may we each be aware of the opportunities we are given to engage deeply with one another, offering care and encouragement, mutual respect and appreciation. And as we move into this unique ceremony and begin the process of forming a sense of shared culture, let us consider two passages of scripture that have long been and continue to be formative for the university community. Scripture will be read by two of our students.
Good evening. Today's Old Testament reading is included in Eastern Mennonite University's vision statement, a portion of which can be seen hanging on the banner to my right. Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
A portion of today's New Testament scripture reading served as one of Eastern Mennonite University's founding statements in 1917. Hear and consider these words that Jesus prayed regarding his disciples. I'll be reading from John chapter 17, verses 13 through 21a. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into this world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. I ask not on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one.
This evening we are gathered at this matriculation ceremony to mark the formal beginning of the students' journey as undergraduate students at EMU. Today, you have matriculated. You've made it official. It's your choice to join this particular university at this particular time in your life. All of us at EMU, your admissions counselors, faculty, staff, and administrators, do not take any of you for granted as you join us here today. This year, we were starkly reminded of how important each one of you is as you join us here today, because we learned that Caitlin Ayler, who had planned to join with you, was tragically killed in an ATV accident approximately a week ago. In recognition of Caitlin's desire to be part of your incoming class, we will light a candle along with displaying a symbol of her passion to join the EMU softball team. The number 00 that she wore at Madison County High School is also displayed. As Pastor Brian lights the candle, let's all observe a moment of silence in memory of Caitlin Ayler and to pray silently for her family and friends who are missing her right now. Thank you. As can be seen on the EMU mission statements on the banners displayed behind me in this layman auditorium, EMU has nearly a 100-year tradition marked by academic excellence, creative process, professional competence, and passionate Christian faith combined with concern for the common good. Out of our concern for the common good, we place emphasis on cross-cultural awareness, care for creation, practices of peace and justice arts, and the art of service to others. In all these endeavors, we look to Jesus as our role model, the living Word made flesh to dwell among us and to guide us in the way of truth. We are also a liberal arts university, which cares deeply for our students as whole persons. To that end, we intentionally encourage holistic student development in spiritual, physical, social, emotional, and academic dimensions. Tonight's service is in some ways a bookend of the university experience, a beginning. In April of 2018, approximately 4 years from now, this same group will gather, Lord willing, in the same place, in a similar way for a baccalaureate service, another bookend of the university experience, but an ending. I already anticipate that day with and for you, but in the meantime, there is much for us to experience together and much learning that will take place, and that is what we are here to highlight in this matriculation ceremony. It is now my honor to introduce Dr. Lauren E. Schwarzentruber, who will bring the presidential address. Lauren became the 8th president of Eastern Mennonite University on January 1, 2004, after serving 10 years as president of Heston College, a 2-year Mennonite school in Heston, Kansas. A native of Kelowna, Iowa, Lauren graduated from EMU with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Liberal Arts and earned a Master of Divinity degree from Eastern Mennonite Seminary. He completed a Doctor of Ministry degree at Northern Baptist Theological Seminary. His thesis focused on increasing Mennonite parental involvement in the college choice. Lauren is an ordained minister, having previously served as a pastor and an administrator in the Mennonite Church. He is also a member of Parkview Mennonite Church, Harrisonburg, Virginia. He's actively involved on behalf of EMU with the Council of Independent Colleges in Virginia and the Virginia College Fund. He's a member of the Board of Directors for the Council of Christian Colleges and Universities, and also serves on the Board of Directors of the Evangelical Environmental Network and the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. Lauren is married to Pat Swartzentruber, a native of Wellman, Iowa. A nurse by training and a former healthcare administrator, Pat currently works full-time as a volunteer for Eastern Mennonite University and serves on several church-wide boards. Lauren and Pat have four children, three of whom are EMU alumni, and they also have five grandchildren. Welcome, Lauren.
The most simple definition of matriculation is to add one's name to a register or a list. In the history of higher education, it's come to take on a deeper meaning, that of a ceremony to mark that one has met the requirements to join a particular learning community. The first known use of the word was in 1577. But even though the words matriculate or matriculation have been used for nearly 450 years, does not mean that the concept is well known or that the words are used correctly. In Super Bowl IV, American football coach Hank Stram wore a microphone on the sidelines as part of the television broadcast, and he was recorded to have said to the Kansas City Chiefs several times, yelling at his players, "Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys." Since that time, and especially after Stram's death in 2005, sports commentators have used the phrase, matriculate the ball down the field in this sense, but there's a slight problem. This use of the word is unrelated to any other known use of the word. And even at his speech after being inducted into the Hall of Fame, Stram could not resist yet one more opportunity to share his vast linguistic prowess. "As I matriculate my way down the field of life," he said, "I will never forget this moment and you wonderful people who helped make this day possible." Now, to be completely fair, Stram was famous for some other quotes. "You cannot win if you cannot run." Of course, football fans would know he was probably meaning to say that a team can't just rely on the passing game. But then he also had this gem: "The receivers are an integral part of the passing game." To which one can only say, "Really?" There's actually a website that's dedicated to verbal abuse, which is defined as calling attention to the misuse of words. And the first illustration for the misuse of the word matriculation comes straight from the sportcasting world. And then there's another illustration that also drives the site crazy. "Let's get some thoughts matriculating." I think the word percolating might be a better one. So here we are gathered at the beginning of this academic year, and those of you who are new students, you've been on many lists related to EMU for a long time. Some of you, perhaps, for several years. And obviously, you were on lists in the admissions office when you started receiving information from us. And as Dr. Nafziger has said, tonight marks the formal entry for you as new students into the EMU community. You will soon be officially matriculated, and then it will be time to start the thoughts percolating. As Dr. Nafziger has already suggested, there's a sort of parallel between this ceremony and that of a baccalaureate service at the end of one's undergrad studies. And as he Inferred, our practice here at EMU is to hold that service on Saturday evening of commencement weekend. If we hold to our current scheduling pattern, we would hope that a very high percentage of you, both students and family members, will gather back in this very space on Saturday evening, April 28, 2018. Now, here's a little added incentive for this particular entering class to complete your studies in 4 years. And that is, while it may not mean a lot to you individually, it would mean a lot to us that we would have a big graduating class, because that will be at the end of our centennial celebration, which is the year 2017-18. Now, you're not exactly the 100th graduating class. There's a little mathematical problem. This institution opened in the fall of 2017, but, I'm sorry, 1917, but the reality is that there was no graduating class in 1918. First one was 1919. But you're still the class of 2018, and that will be the end of our centennial celebration. The good news is that 4 years will go by very quickly for those of you just now starting college. These are years of enormous opportunities that only come once in a lifetime. So let me leave you with three words that we hope will encapsulate your experience of the next 4 years, between tonight, when you matriculate, and April 2018, when you graduate. And those three words are, in rank order of importance, recapitulate. I thought about using the word regurgitate, but that didn't feel quite right after dinner. Recapitulate, secondly, assimilate, and thirdly, integrate. Reality is that we know that in far too many cases, education has been about the process of recapitulating information. And to be sure, some of that's absolutely necessary. I was, in a previous life, a pharmacy student, and I quickly learned that it's really important to memorize certain information about medications and their doses, because if I did not do that, I would eventually make an error that could be disastrous. But that's not a really good end goal for a liberal arts education. Our intention as educators is that students will begin to assimilate or to internalize information, to do far more than simply memorize facts and dates, but to begin the lifelong process of assimilating what one has learned into one's life. And finally, at a university that is rooted in the Christian faith, we will have been most successful if our graduates have begun to integrate what they have brought, what you have brought from your homes, your communities, your faith journeys, with all that will take place here in these years at EMU. And as Ken said, we think about that process in a holistic way, intellectual, physical, spiritual, and emotional. So tonight you matriculate. Next week you begin to recapitulate, to assimilate, to integrate. And if all of us do our work well, you and us together, you will graduate. Thank you.
My name is Luke Hartman, and I serve as the Vice President for Enrollment here at Eastern Mennonite University. And the first thing that I think I should do is take a picture on such a momentous occasion of such an esteemed group of students. Then I can tweet this into the Twittersphere and the Twitterverse and beyond. What a great looking group of people. A special greeting to all of you who are parents, friends, and relatives of the incoming graduating class of 2018. And a special welcome, students, as finally the day has come, and you are now entering the Academy of Higher Learning. Let's all give this special group of students a warm hand of welcome. Students, you have worked very hard for a long number of years to prepare yourself for this accomplishment. You have received numerous achievements along the way, and we want to take a moment just to honor you and to pay our respects to you. We're so very proud of you. Parents, it was not too long ago when I brought my own daughter to EMU. I have been where you are now. I remember feeling deeply the sense of pride, while at the same time the sense of loss that you may be experiencing at this moment. Students, some of your loved ones might not even make it to the car before they completely break down and just lose it. But that is because this transition is full of our hopes and our dreams for an incredible and unforgettable life for you. If you are sitting here as an entering new student, we must acknowledge those who have made it possible for you to be here today. There have been many, many sacrifices made by parents and teachers and relatives and friends and church parishioners and others who have served as continual lanterns, leading you along the way, and has served you as a solid cornerstone of support. If you have been the benefactor of love and support and the hard work of others so that you can be here today, let's take a moment to thank those individuals with the symbol of applause. Students. This evening, the incoming graduating class of 2018 comes to us from 19 different states, 16 different countries from around the world. This class represents tremendous religious diversity, with 24 different religions represented, as well as those who are non-denominational and those who are not religiously affiliated. This class is 60% female and 40% male. We are quite aware that diversity is the key to being a universal, first-rate, premier university, and we're proud that one-third of our incoming class represent North American persons of color, and roughly another 5% is international students. 72% of this incoming class comes from public schools, while another 28% attended private or international schools, and when it comes to majors of interest, 14% of you are interested in nursing, while another 12% are interested in biology or pre-med. We are also excited about the courageous 10% who are undecided. We are so incredibly blessed to have each and every one of you join the EMU family. Our hope is that you realize the significance of Eastern Mennonite University, and your own significance as well. We want you to gain a sense of purpose, a feeling of belonging. We want something to call out to you, demanding of the very best of your gifts, the very best of your talents, and the very best of your mind. We know you will make us proud. So on behalf of the entire enrollment division, we welcome you, we bless you, and now we deliver you to the care of the Student Life Division under the attention of Dr. Ken L. Nafziger, and the Academic Division under the care of Dr. Deirdre Smeltzer. Welcome and blessings to you all.
Good evening, and I also want to greet all of you who are gathered here. I'm Deirdre Longacre Smeltzer, and I'm the undergraduate academic dean. So what that means is that I'm the one who has primary responsible for overseeing the quality of your undergraduate academics, the classes, the recapitulation, assimilation, and integration that you will start doing very soon. We hope that you're going to grow and develop in many ways while you're here at EMU. And we hope that gaining an academic degree is a key part of the reason why you are here. I think you'll find that an EMU education isn't a generic education. We do our best to infuse our core values, which are rooted in Christian Anabaptist faith and a long institutional tradition, into all of our academic programs. You'll find the threads of cross-cultural awareness, care for creation, development of practices of peace and justice, service to others, throughout the curriculum, regardless of what you choose to study. This is also a liberal arts institution, which means that we believe you will learn the most and reach your full potential by taking courses in a broad spectrum of disciplines, from the natural sciences to history and literature, to the creative arts, to social sciences, and so on. On the level of colleges and universities, we're a small school, which means you will be able to really develop relationships with your classmates and close mentoring relationships with your professors. All of you who are first-year students know by now, I hope, that you are going to be part of a transitions group, and I believe you've met together already. For most of you, the transitions course will be paired with a college writing course. In addition to those courses, you'll probably be taking something from our core, our general education. You may be taking something in your major or in a major that you're considering. So that combination of courses will round out what you'll be studying this first semester. I would like at this time to invite our representatives from the transitions leaders, the college writing courses, and the various undergraduate academic departments to please stand. Students, these are some of the folks who you will be interacting with throughout the semester, and these are important people. Develop relationships with these people. They can have a really important impact on your life, not just for these 4 years, but moving on into the future. Let's give a round of applause in thanks to these people. And now, would all of the first-year students please stand? At this point, you are EMU students. On Tuesday morning, bright and early at 8 o'clock, we will start our classes for the fall semester, and you'll be off on your academic journey. I welcome you formally to the Academy. May you keep your eyes firmly fixed both on your academic goals and on doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with God. Let's offer them another warm round of applause. Okay, and everyone who is able, I invite you to stand as well as we conclude our service with a closing prayer offered by our provost, Dr. Fred Niss, followed by hymn number 71 in the blue hymnals.
Please join me in a prayer of blessing for the class of 2018 and for all of us. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for creating a universe full of wonders and for giving each of us inquiring minds yearning for a deeper understanding of the world and our place within it. Tonight, as we enter a new adventure in our quest for learning, we pray that our students may be blessed with a thirst for knowledge that is never fully quenched. Keep them safe in their explorations. Give them the capacity to absorb and understand what previous generations have learned, and give them a perpetual sense of wonder about what they do not yet know. We pray for the faculty and staff who guide our students' explorations. Bless them with the wisdom to ask the most important questions and the skills and resources they need in the search for answers. And finally, we ask that you bless all of us, students, parents, faculty, and staff, that we may each be lifelong students and teachers together. Bless us with minds filled with a sense of wonder at your creation. Bless us with hearts prepared to embrace with courage the challenges you set before us. Bless us with spirits of generosity and grace as we encounter new people and strange circumstances on our quest. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus, the one who nurtured our curiosity by teaching us in parables, and who promised that if we seek, we shall find, and if we knock, the door will be opened. Amen.
Go with blessing and go in peace.